Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
New Scientist, 4th of August 2018. It's an article, a profile article called Something in the Water by Colin Barris, and the byline is, I just have to watch this on Cross the Road, when Mona Harris Atisha discovered the children of Flint were being poisoned, she risked her career to expose it. There you go. I've actually visited Flint, Flint, Michigan. So we'll go and try and read this article. The morning of the 24th of September 2015, and Mona Hannah Atisha is hours away from her biggest moment in her scientific career. So I just try not to run over here. The phone rings. She recalls from her medical school at Michigan State University, calling to say the institution wasn't in a position to support her in what she was about to do. I felt like I was being thrown under a bus, she says. Hannah Atisha was about to go public with some controversial, horrifying evidence. The children of Flint, Michigan were being poisoned by lead in the drinking water. Her revelation went against the state, the scientific consensus, and her own university. Just a month earlier, Hannah Atisha had been urging the children in her care to drink the water in place of unhealthy sugary drinks. She felt it was her duty as an associate professor at MSU College of Medicine at Flint in a pediatric and a pediatrician in the city early medical center. What a change. Concern had been growing about Flint's water supply for well over a year when a car giant General Motors founded in Flint began downsizing its operations in 78. The city's economy went into a long-time decline, and in April 2014, as a money-saving measure, the city stopped buying water supply from nearby Detroit, opting instead to pull water from Flint's river. It wasn't long before the locals began to complain that the water smelled and tasted bad. By early 2015, Flint authorities admitted the water had been initially contaminated, initially harmful contaminants, but stressed it was now safe to drink. Hannah Atisha had trusted that line. Born in the UK of Iraqi parents, Hannah Atisha had lived in Michigan since she was a child. Her father was a GM engineer. It was a chance conversation with a childhood friend that alerted her to the problem. The friend, an environmental engineer, told her about a report from Michigan Miguel Del Toro at the Environmental Protection Agency. He and a Flint resident, Lee Ann Walters, had concluded that the Flint River water was not being treated properly and as a result began to corrode the city's aged water pipes. They reported lead in the water supply and speculated it was coming from those pipes. There is no safe level of lead in drinking water. It affects every organ in the body and especially the nervous system. Quote, lead is a neurotoxin, says Hannah Atisha. It is a potent and its effect is irreversible. Children are particularly vulnerable because their brains are still developing. Quote, even the lowest levels can still cause declines in the cognition, she says. The level of lead in Flint water wasn't low. Some samples contained 13.2 milligrams of lead per litre. What? That's a lot of lead. It wasn't just unsafe to drink. It should have been handled as a hazardous waste. Quote, we're called to action, said Hannah Atisha, and she was immediately tried to draw attention to the problem. To her dismay, she says, the authorities showed no desire to act. Even some of her colleagues seemed unconcerned. They all agreed that children at risk from paint lead, was once added as a pigment, but not to water. Papers from the early 1980s concluded that lead in water can leach into the body, but gee, that's a lot of lead. Other studies found no clear link. Although the EPA considers water with high lead concentrations to be hazardous, this historical confusion seems to linger. If she was to change minds, Hannah Tisha realised that she would need evidence that lead levels in the blood of Flint children residents had risen after the water switch. The lock was ticking, thousands of people were drinking river water, but getting access to such data can take years. When similar crises played out in Washington, D.C. in the early 2000s, Mark Edward of Virginia Tech was only able to show that lead poisoning had occurred 4 years after the crisis ended. But Hannah Tisha is a doctor, and at the Hurley Medical Center tests the blood lead levels of Flint's children as part of routine healthcare. She already had the data. She and her team worked around the clock. We checked, double-checked and triple-checked, then quadruple-checked this data, she says. Her result was clear. The number of children with high lead in their blood had risen significantly following the change of the water supply. On the 21st of September, she went to local authorities with the results, but she says they seemed unwilling to act. Hannah Tisha left, felt she had no choice but to go public. As the hours to the press conference approached, the room filled with journalists and camera crews. Flanked by her team, Hannah Tisha remembers her voice sounding calm and assured, even as her heart thudded in her chest. She felt like the holder of an awful secret, and it was a relief to set it free. By early evening, she was national news. Instead of being congratulated for her work, however, she found herself under attack. A spokesperson for the Michigan Department of Environment and Quality called her conclusions unfortunate in the time near hysteria. The state governor's office went further, saying Hannah Tisha's team had spiced and diced the data, and it was definitely the lowest point, she says. When the entire state is telling you you're wrong, you feel like crap, and it's hard not to believe them at a certain point. Days pass. Hannah Tisha says that she was sick with worry. What if she was wrong and the worrying people needlessly, or worse, she was right and nothing was going to happen? Then suddenly the local authority declared a public health emergency. On the 1st of October, it was announced that the residents should drink bottled water or use water filters. Significantly, some reporters had analysed figures in the state had released to counter Hannah Atisha's finding and found that they actually supported her claims. Her conclusions were accepted. A fortnight later, Flint was reconnected to Detroit's water supply, something the state had spent months claiming wasn't feasible. Just 52 days since Hannah Atisha had become aware of the lead problem. The full impact of the crisis remains to be seen. Some research suggests that there was a rise in Flint's miscarriage rates during the period water came into the Flint River. Other studies link improperly treated water to an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease, and 12 people died. Some people connected with Flint water crisis may face charges of involuntary manslaughter, and there is some concerns around Flint's water. All the lead pipes need replacing, and that's not yet happened. They've got lead pipes in America. My godfather. Lead exposure causes permanent damage. The only option is to mitigate the effects, and that is where Hannah Tisha is directing her attention. When I visit, she takes me on a tour of the Hurley Center, a central, modern, colourful space where she now leads a pediatric public health institute, a multi-pronged project to provide as much health and social support possible for the Flint's children. Although the parents coming and going from the centre with their children look just like parents everywhere, Hannah says below the surface they are angry and anxious about the future holds. Whatever that may be, there is no doubt Hannah Tisha's intervention prevented an even worse situation. When Washington, D.C. had a lead problem, the people drank the water for more than 3 years. I felt like it was the right person, the right time, at the right place, with the right team, she says.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.